You're listening to Roundtable. A recent survey has revealed a list of 10 sentences that may easily piss your girlfriend or wife off if you spill it out. What are these 10 sentences, and why do ladies hate it? So why don't you guys let us know what the 10 sentences are, and I, as the only woman in this room, will tell you whether it really does piss us off or not.
Okay, so I'll take 1 through 5 here. The first one is, drink more hot water.
This could go either way.
Yeah, this could go either way. Number 2 is, what's up with you again?
No. The important part is, what's up with you again?
Yeah, what's up with you again?
Yeah. Yo, what's up, mama?
Oh, terrible. You guys are terrible.
Number 3 is, huh. Number 4 is, we'll talk about it later. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is, so it's my fault?
Oh, you've got this one perfectly.
Right.
You
caught the mood.
Yeah, it's like, 都是我的错咯, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of nonchalant. It's my fault. I think it would piss men and women off with number 5.
Yeah. Well, I think if we talk about drinking hot water, we, as guys have to understand that women are emotion-oriented.
What?
Whereas men are objective-oriented. So
what?
When your girlfriend is saying, I don't feel very well, you can't just say, have a couple of hot water. What you should do is, you know, some empathize with her and comfort her and be there and be her company.
You're a smart man.
And she will be, like, she needs your company, and she needs to be taken care of
Absolutely.
By you.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I will do.
What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, I reject the idea of categorizing men as objective and women as emotional. That I cannot agree upon, because I've seen plenty of moody, moody men. And there is, there's like a hormonal cycle in men too, and it's called 大姨父. If you don't know what that means, please Baidu that. So that's my first point. And I think, yeah, with drinking hot water, it's very Chinese cultural specific as well, because in our culture, for some reason, Luyu, you can back me up here, like drinking a glass of hot water sounds like the panacea to all disease and all bad things in life, and that's not entirely right, because when a woman hears this, when she is feeling pretty bad, pretty down, or having stomach cramps or whatever, then it just sounds like you haven't put any thought into it, and you're just giving out, like, useless advice, if we can even call it advice.
Yeah, it's definitely telling your girlfriend that she's not your priority. You're just kind of like, okay, just drink some water, you'll be fine. You know, and then your hands are clean of it. Like, maybe you're doing something else. And that, of course, you're not giving her your attention. And so, yes, that would piss anyone off, any significant other, I think. If they want attention, you should give them attention. But especially when they're sick, right? Because you feel very vulnerable. Very vulnerable.
So. That's true.
Right. I think both men and women could be very sentimental sometimes, and they need a little bit emotional help. But if you look at some other remaining sentences that will easily piss your girlfriend off, number 6 goes to whatever you say, 随便. Number 7, are you still there? 还在吗? Number 8, have you eaten? 吃了没? What's wrong with this?
I thought that's the Chinese way to say hi. Like,
Yeah. You girls don't be so picky, bossy, and demanding. And try to be understanding.
Oh, man. Okay. I don't think all women are like that at all. I mean, and yeah, you tend to make some blanket statements today for you. Yeah.
So, you know, looking at these sentences earlier, I couldn't help but notice, I don't think if I said this to my girlfriend in the U.S., if you know, I was dating a girl from the U.S., these sentences would necessarily piss her off. But I think sentences like, you need to hit the gym, and did you eat all of that? These kind of sentences would really strike hard.
Yes, and also on a Chinese lady as well. Is that saying that I don't look good enough for you? What are you thinking? You're listening to Roundtable. That's all for today. Bye!